Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
So here we are, Isle of Wight Festival 2023. We're backstage at the Electro Love stage, and I'm talking with Ali from Ron Jovi.
That's right, yeah.
Thank you for this opportunity to interview you, man.
Nah, thank you.
How have you found the festival so far?
Well, we've only been here a short while. I mean, because we've been out on the road playing in Essex on Friday to Oxfordshire last night. So we've only just arrived today, really, to play tonight on the Electro Love stage at 7 o'clock.
And unfortunately, the weather has taken a turn for the worse.
We brought it with us, and, you know,
it's your fault,
it is, yeah. Just one of those things.
We won't hold it against you.
Nah.
It wouldn't be festival season without a bit of rain, would it?
Well, that's it, you know. I mean, to be honest with you, you know, what is a good old British festival without a little bit of drizzle, eh? You know, we are British, as they say, yeah.
A warm beer and rain, we're used to it. Right, anyway, sensible, straightforward question. Why'd you pick Bon Jovi?
Well, to be honest, I didn't actually pick the idea to start a Bon Jovi tribute band. I kind of got discovered on YouTube by the guitarist who plays the Richie Sambora, Mark, it was his brainchild. I get a random message. We didn't know each other. You know, he's based on the other side of the country. I just get a random message saying, oh, I'm putting a Bon Jovi tribute band together. I've come across one of your videos doing a Bon Jovi cover. Would you like to audition? At the time, I was a little bit... didn't know much about the tribute industry in general.
Bit apprehensive.
Yeah. I mean, I was like many people, you just think it's like Elvis impersonators in social clubs. And then...
it's got a bit of a stigma to it, hasn't it?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, especially if you don't know much about that sort of area of entertainment, if you want to call it that. But, you know, and also added to that, I had like short, dark, spiky hair. I looked more like Gareth Gates than John Roger.
Right.
You know, so in many ways, I had many reasons to kind of think, is this a wind-up? So, but I was a big Bon Jovi fan anyways, and so it sort of intrigued me, and and went to the audition down in London, and I guess, say, you know, that was nearly 10 years ago now, and the rest is history.
And you've never looked back, does it work?
No, we do it full time now, so we're always out up on the road now doing mainly the theatre circuit, all the established rock clubs up and down the country and abroad. So it's something that we've, as a business and a brand have built up in our own right now for many years now. Yeah.
Okay. So keeping on the music and the music theme of it, as it were,
yeah.
What is your favourite Bon Jovi album and why?
Me personally, my favourite is probably These Days, which is an album they released in between that sort of, should we say, what a lot of people tend to know them for, the hair metal era, and obviously they're more popular post-2000 sort of stuff. So it was, for me, what I love about it is... I don't know, they just sound like a good old, mature sounding, lyrically as well, sounding rock band.
Yeah, their groove,
exactly. Yeah, and you know, for those who are proper rock fans, and you know, that's the sort of stuff I really liked. And it's a shame that they sort of went away from that sort of direction in the end. But certainly that album, and maybe even the Keep the Faith on them, anything from the 90s, basically, that was my favourite. Yeah.
Okay, so if people want to learn more about you, do you have a website or any social medias or
such? Yes, sure. I mean, people can sort of follow us on social media. So Facebook, so obviously facebook.com/Ron Jovi. We're also on Instagram as well, so if you type of Ron Jovi on Instagram, and also Twitter, but generally Facebook and Instagram, and also our website, which is www.ronjovi.com. All our dates, news, you know, we're very...
So everything's all linked
pretty much, yeah,
really
we're very active, you know, we talk to, you know, do a lot of sort of live streams as well to, you know, our followers, so we're very, very in touch with the, you know, the people out there really about future engagements and what we've...
Engaging with the
crowd,
exactly,
and where we've been, where we're going, and etc.
Okay, so what have you got in the gig? What have you got in the pipeline, gig-wise? So you're playing tonight.
Yes.
What else have you got lined up?
Yeah, we've got quite a few sort of, like I said, we mainly play a lot of the theatre sort of circuit. So we'll be up and down the country. I think next week from here we'll be at Great Yarmouth on the Friday, playing at. Don't ask me the name of the theatre.
You're in Great Yarmouth.
Yeah, Great Yarmouth, and we're in Whittable in Kent the following night, and then after that, yeah, we'll be playing, you know, a lot of the sort of the big established sort of rock clubs up and down the country, and some even more established tribute festivals as well. So just keep an eye out. I'm sure you'll see the name Ron Jovi about.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. I'm going to let you get on because obviously you're going to go on stage shortly.
Yeah.
Stay safe and have a good night.
And yourself, thank you very much.
Vertis Radio, FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. Vertis Radio. VertisRadio.com.